wandering around the halls of CS Live, and I couldn't help but notice a very familiar logo. It says OS for Ordnance Survey. And if you don't know what the Ordnance Survey is, you must be in probably another country, because in the UK, I think every single one of us has an Ordnance Survey map in the home of some shape or form. If not, you've no doubt viewed it online. I'm standing next to Andy Wilson of Ordnance Survey, and you've got a couple of flashy screens up here showing me all kinds of bits and bobs that are foreign to me, all kinds of mapping information which I didn't know you guys are involved in. Firstly, how old is Ordnance Survey, do you know?
Yeah, Christian, it's over 200 years old. I think it's 1791 we were founded.
Wow.
So we're very old. Originally set up to defend Britain from a Napoleonic invasion back in 1791, which of course never happened,
yes.
But it was quickly
realised. That's probably because you'd mapped everything worked so well.
Well, no, at that stage, there was only the military were mapping some parts of the Scottish Highlands, so it was decided very quickly that we needed good maps of South East England, and hence the Ordnance Survey was founded and created back in 1791.
Brilliant.
But today we're the National Mapping Agency. We're part of government, but if you say to people the words Ordnance Survey, they probably immediately think of the good old pink paper maps, the Land Ranger maps. You know,
yeah.
Everybody has seen those probably in their school life. But you're quite right, we have so much more to offer in terms of our digital map data.
Mm.
And we're here today really because we underpin so much of what government does. I mean, we have an agreement called the Pan-Government Agreement that allows over 100 civil service departments, all the Whitehall departments, to access a wide range of our digital map data. Everything from the very large-scale OS master map topography, which is every single house, every single road, every single building in the landscape, over 440 million features in that database. Each with a unique reference, which allows government departments to actually attach their information to it.
Wow.
So they can then share that information in a definitive way and in a joined up way. It means that government can share data easily right across the piece.
Now, I was a little bit scared when Google kind of took the forefront of mapping for myself. A lot of my mobile devices seem to be using Google Maps. I thought, oh no, what's going to happen to good old Ordnance Survey?
Mm. Well, no, in some ways Google have done a good thing really for geography. They've because of the power of Google, they've managed to get mapping all the way onto the internet in a very wide way. So actually they've opened the eyes of the world into the power of what geographical information can do. And in fact, there is some of our data on Google Maps through one of our partners called Teleatlas take our data and add that to Google Maps. So actually, you know, in some ways the Ordnance Survey mapping and Google mapping are complementary, then they can work together.
Right, so you do work together then, I guess, in the
through our partner Teleatlas,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Fantastic. I mean, some of the information that you're gathering here is over the whole of the United Kingdom?
We cover Great Britain, which is England,
okay.
Scotland and Wales,
right.
So that's our remit. There is a separate Ordnance Survey for Northern Ireland and a separate Ordnance Survey for Ireland, but our remit is Great Britain. We have over 350 surveyors on the ground collecting and updating that information every single day, making about 5,000 changes each day to the database.
Wow, I need to talk to TomTom more, I'll tell you that much. Well, TomTom needs to pay you more to get some more information, because I'm always travelling on new roads thinking, come on TomTom, plug into OS.
Well, that's right. I mean, they do actually use, again, through our partners, they use some of our data. And again, it's about the time length between the actually collecting the mapping on the ground and getting it into the devices. That can sometimes be a little bit challenging. But actually, we're working with our partners to make sure we can make that process a lot more efficient and quicker.
What kind of tools are these 350 surveyors using? Are we talking levels and theodolites, EDMs, lasers?
In the olden days, it would have been theodolites, you know, the sort of traditional tripod with a theodolite on. But nowadays, it's absolutely cutting-edge pen map technology, pen computing technology. The guys are all equipped with pen computers linked to GPS, mobile GPS devices, and they're out on the ground capturing that information using GPS and other traditional measurement techniques to get that data up to date, fed directly into their pen map computers.
Did you know, well you wouldn't know this, so I don't know why I'm asking you, I actually calibrated the lasers for the Channel Tunnel.
Oh wow, that's interesting.
I worked for a company called Hall & Watts Optronics,
yes.
And we were in rugby, and I remember these lasers coming through and going, what are these for? And they said, well, get this wrong and we're not going to join up with France.
Well, that's interesting, because of course we were involved in that project originally.
We worked together.
We worked with the Ordnance Survey and the French IGN, Institute Geographic National, worked together to create the trigonal the grid for effectively to guide those tunnel boring machines. So
I just had to make sure it was straight.
So your lasers would have linked through back to the guidance system, the guidance, if you like, framework that IGN and Ordnance Survey created together.
So many good stories, not many of them told publicly. But that's what we're here for.
Absolutely.
Right now.
And that's what we're here today, to really raise the awareness of what Ordnance Survey is all about, how it is helping underpin the transformational government agenda. And people, as I say, always think of Ordnance Survey as the paper map, but we do so much more than that.
So off the record, should I want to put a patio down in my front garden, would you guys know about it?
We may, because we have aerial imagery, and but our job is literally just to represent what's on the ground. That's our job.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Andy.
Thank you very much.